Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and you can call me Cleo. Hi, I'm coming to you live now, talking about Women's History Month and giving you the facts on fetch. If you don't know what's going on right now in the month of March, you need to be in the know, and that's what we're talking about right now. Women's History Month is something that's celebrated worldwide, where we talk about what? Women. Everything woman, okay? This thing started in the beginning back, first time in 1911. In 1978, the school district of Sonoma, California, participated in Women's History Week, and an event designed around around the week of March 8th, which is International Women's Day. In 1979, a 15-day conference about women's history was held at Sarah Lawrence College from July 13th to July 29th, chaired by historian Gerda Lerner. It's also co-sponsored by Sarah Lawrence College, the Women's Action Alliance, and Smithsonian Institution. When the participants learned about the success of Sonoma County's Women's History Week celebration, they decided to initiate a similar celebration within their own organizations, communities, and school districts. They also agreed to support effort to secure National Women's History Week. Okay, so in 1980, February, President Jimmy Carter issued a presidential proclamation declaring the week of March 8th, 1980, National Women's History Week. The proclamation stated, from first letters who came to our shores, from the first American Indian families who befriended them, men and women who worked together to build this nation. Too often, the women were unsung, and sometimes their contributions just unnoticed. But the achievements, leadership, courage, strength, and love of the women who built America was vital, and the men and those names and sometimes a few others needed to be well noticed. As Dr. Gerda Lerner noted, women's history and women's right is essential and indispensable heritage, which we can draw pride, comfort, and courage in long-range vision. And she said that she asked fellow Americans to recognize this heritage with appropriate activities. National Women's History Week, March 2nd through the 8th, 1980, urged libraries, schools, communities, organizations to focus their observations or observances on the leaders who struggle for equality, and like Susan B. Anthony, Sojourner Truth, Lucy Stone, Lucretia Mott, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Harriet Tubman, Alice Paul, that goes on and on, of course. Understanding the true history of our country will help us comprehend the need for full equality under law for all people. The goal can be achieved ratifying the 27th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which states equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States and by any state for our people. The goal can be achieved by ratifying the 27th Amendment to the United States Constitution, Carter referring to the Equal Rights Amendment, which was never ratified, not to the amendment, which did become the 27th Amendment to the United States Constitution after his presidency. So in 1981, responding to the growing popularity of Women's History Week, Senator Orrin Hatch, a Republican of Utah, and Republican Barbara Mikulski, a Democrat of Maryland, co-sponsored the joint congressional resolution proclaiming a Women's History Week. Congress passed their resolution, publication L-9728, which authorized the requested the president to proclaim the week beginning March 7, 1982, as Women's History Week. Throughout several years, Congress continued to pass joint resolutions designating a week in March as Women's History Week. schools across the country also began to have their own local celebrations of Women's History Week and Women's History Month. By 1986, I think I was about five then, 14 states had declared March as Women's History Month. Okay, so in 1987, women, after being petitioned by the National Women's History Project, Congress passed Publication L-100-9, which designated the month of March 1987 as Women's History Month. Between 1988 and 1994, Congress passed additional resolutions requesting and authorizing the president to proclaim March of each year as Women's History Month. Since 1988, U.S. presidents have issued annual proclamations designating the month of March as Women's History Month. State departments of education as well also began to encourage celebrations of Women's History Month as a way to promote equality among sexes in the classroom. Maryland, Pennsylvania, Alaska, New York, Oregon, and other states developed and distribute curriculum materials and other publications for schools. Now, this all prompted education events as essays, contests, and within a few years, thousands of schools and communities began to celebrate Women's History Month. They planned engaging and stimulating programs about women's roles in history and society, with support encouragement from governors, city councils, school boards, and U.S. Congress. By March 2011, the Obama administration released a report, Women in America, Indicators of Social and Economic Well-Being, showing women's status in the U.S. in 2011 and how it changed over time. This report was the first comprehensive federal report on women's since the report produced by the Commission on the Status of Women in 1963. Go figure. Now, some organizations have issued statements marking Women's History Month. For example, the Republican National Committee and Democratic National Committee. As President's Commission on the Celebration of Women's History in America recently sponsored hearings in many parts of the country, the Women's Progress Commission, the Women's Progress Commission, will soon conduct hearings to promote interest in preserving areas that are relevant in America's women's history. Some of the groups promoting this interest are state historical societies, women's organizations, as groups as such as Girl Scouts, and yours truly, Cleopatra Memphis Studios. We are here to promote everything woman this Women's History Month, gearing up for what? Our International Women's Day event, which is March 8th on a Sunday. We will be distributing our goodies and having our event, and it's all about the music this year. So get ready, stay tuned to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. But remember, you can call me Cleo. Mooches.